How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
We're glad you've tuned back into the broadcast again this week. We're going to pick up and continue in our study in John chapter 6. Where we left off in verse number 52, where the scripture says, "The Jews therefore strove amongst themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?" They're thinking of that which is physical. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to tell us here in the coming scriptures what he is speaking about and how it is and how it applies. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ in our last time talked to them about him being the bread that came down from heaven, and that those that come to him shall never hunger and never thirst, in verse number 35. He speaks to them about the drawing of the Father, and that unless the Father draws, none will come unto him. This speaks to our great depravity and our separation from God. The Lord sends his word, the Lord sends his spirit, and he does woo and work to bring sinners unto him. He says that this is a fulfilling of the scripture in verse number 45, that they shall be, and the scripture says, it is written, and they shall all be taught of God. This is the teaching, the working of the Lord in sinners. Sinners need the Lord. Sinners need the word of God. Sinners need the moving of the Spirit of God. This greatness of the Lord and his working amongst sinners, the greatness of our depravity, it speaks to us that we as sinners need to come unto God. We need to cry out unto him for mercy, that he would work in us and move in us to that which we need. We need a salvation. Sinners need a salvation that is extraneous from us. It's outside of us. It is the Lord's salvation, and we need that salvation. We need him. He tells in verse number 47 that he that believeth on me hath, present tense, everlasting life. And anything that's everlasting, as we've talked about in times past, is going to last forever. That's what that word means. It is eternal. It is everlasting. It will never not last. It is everlasting. And he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He is the bread of life. He speaks in verses 49 and 50 about the manna that their fathers had eaten. They have challenged the Lord and earlier in the scriptures about wanting him to do a miracle of providing manna, providing bread for them as Moses did. And he says in verse 51, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." If there's going to be life in the world, it's going to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's going to be spiritual life for the sinner, if there's going to be an eternal blessing and help for the sinner, it's going to be through the Lord Jesus Christ and for his flesh that he gives. He is the bread of life. In verse 52, they come and they think as they can only see, and they consider as they only can understand that how is it that he's going to give us his flesh to eat? They're thinking of that physical. They're not thinking of the spiritual. It tells us in the Corinthians that the spiritual things of God are foolishness unto man. Naturally, we cannot receive the things of God. And here the Lord's speaking to them about these great truths, the necessity of partaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, partaking of him, of his blood and of his body. They just cannot understand. The Jews, verse 52, therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" In verse 53, "Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you." And of course, this verse and these verses are misunderstood even yet today. There are those that believe that the partaking of the Lord's Supper, as it's given to us in the Scripture, is a sacrament, is a necessity for one's soul to be saved. There are those that believe in transubstantiation, that the blood and the bread that is taken there and at the Lord's table, it actually becomes the blood and the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is completely and totally untrue. They are elements ordained by the Lord, given by the Lord to represent his body, to represent his blood. The Lord is going to spell this out for us here in the coming verses. Down in verse number 63, we'll read it in advance. He says, "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing." That which is physical, it profiteth nothing unto salvation. It profiteth nothing unto the spiritual necessity of man and the spiritual working of God. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The Lord is speaking about a spiritual transaction. He's talking about a spiritual salvation. He's speaking about the spiritual, the salvation of the soul of man, which is eternal. These souls that we have, they're in these bodies and they will be in these bodies until the death of these bodies. But the soul of man, the spirit of man will live forever somewhere. And the Lord is speaking about a great spiritual transaction, that except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you, in verse 53. What is it that the Lord's saying? What is it that the Lord is getting at? These have been interested in the free lunch. If you'll remember in these verses earlier in the chapter, these that have been following around with the Lord and expending great effort to follow after the Lord, to find him and to follow him, they've gone from the other side of the Sea of Galilee back up to Capernaum where the Lord is. They are looking for the free lunch. They are looking for that which will fill their belly. The Lord took those few fishes and those few loaves and from those fed a multitude of people. 9,000s of people he fed, and they enjoyed that. They were filled with that, the scripture says, and they are yet looking for that free lunch, for that free food. And the Lord says, don't labor for that which will perish, but labor for that which is eternal, and that is life in him. He's dealing with them. They seek carnal food. They seek that which is of the mammon of the earth. And the Lord speaks to them about their need, their spiritual need. There is a spiritual thirst and a spiritual hunger that can only be satisfied by the Lord Jesus Christ. One must eat the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ. One must drink the blood of the Son of Man to have life eternal. Is he talking about cannibalism? No. But he's talking about fully partaking of the Lord. Fully partaking of the Lord like the body partakes of food. We need food for physical life. But yet man needs even worse than physical food, even greater than physical food. Man needs the spiritual food of the Savior. He goes on in verse number 54 saying, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." In John chapter 5, we looked about the resurrections that are told about the Lord Jesus Christ being given authority by the Father to be the judge of all mankind. And there will be those that will hear his voice unto salvation. And even it is so in this day that as the gospel is preached, the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, as repentance of sins unto God, before God is preached, that sinners do hear and they do believe. But there's coming a day that the Lord says in John chapter 5 that all men will hear his voice, those under the resurrection of life and those under the resurrection of damnation. Not a resurrection where men will be parsed out to whether their good deeds outweigh their bad deeds, to where their greatness, their righteousness outweighs their evil. No, it'll be resurrections that once the person is dead, it is set. It is set which resurrection they will go to because of whether they have the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior or not in this life. How about you? Do you have the Lord as Savior? Do you know him in an intimate partaking of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know that he gave his life, gave his body for you on Calvary? Do you know that he and believe that he gave his soul for you on Calvary? Do you believe and know that he shed his blood for you on Calvary? Have you partaken of the Savior unto eternal life? Have you repented of your sins and trusted in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only one that can take away your sin? Have you partaken of him? Have you partaken of him in this great and wonderful and spiritual way unto the salvation of your soul? Not as you eat food to sustain your body and it goes into the body and the body processes it. And as the scripture says, as our Lord said, it goes out into the draught. Not a physical thing that you can partake of, but a spiritual thing. Have you partaken of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's the only way that sinners are going to be saved. This group here, they're looking for physical food. The Lord speaks to them at their need and he tells them, you don't need physical food as bad as you need spiritual food. You need me. Verse 54, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, present tense, and I will raise him up at the last day. That glorious resurrection, that resurrection unto righteousness, that resurrection unto life, eternal life with him, to be with our Lord and Savior forever. He goes on to say here in verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He is the sacrifice appointed by the Father to be the sacrifice for his people, to be the sacrifice for sinners. He is the one, and it is only by his body, by his soul, by his blood, that sinners are gloriously saved. In verse 56, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. An intimate partaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God coming to live within, Jesus within the sinner, Jesus coming up and taking abode, Jesus being the strong man in the house. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. It's a spiritual thing. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing that our Lord is speaking of. Verse 57. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Have you partaken of the Lord? Have you tasted that he is good? Have you seen him precious to the salvation of your soul? And verse 58, this is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Have you eaten of the bread that is Jesus Christ? Tell you what, this is a great offense to folks that we're going to find in our coming study of this chapter that it's an offense to these folks. They said, no, I can't handle this word. I can't handle this preaching. I can't handle this position. I can't handle being told that I have this need, that I need to so partake of this one that you call the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. No, I don't want that. I don't need that. My situation is not that bad off. Oh, sinner, it is. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in a perilous, perilous situation. You are in perilous circumstances. To die and pass from this life without the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior is to be admitted and to be sent into eternal doom. There is no purgatory. There is no chance of our opportunity to be prayed out of hell and away from the great white throne judgment of God. No, there is no rescue. There is no help. There is no life except with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. He is the bread of life. He is the one that gave his blood to wash sinners' sins away. Well, see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.